Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Wizard Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Greetings. Welcome to Wizard Talk. It's Thursday. It's the last Thursday in November 2018. And December is coming upon us pretty rapidly. And the end of this year, this cycle of 2018, and you know, it's been a pretty interesting ride. You know, a lot of hardship here in Malibu from the fire in November, but you know, also a lot of hope that I've seen rise from residents and friends, and you know, people who've been struggling. You know, all is not lost. Right, all is, you know, in some ways it's that constant roller coaster ride that that life is, you know, whether it's health issues or living situations or relationships, it's all demands that we stay on top of things and that we don't lose sight of the larger picture for ourselves. And that we're able to, you know, move forward in a way that is healthy and authentic, and that taps into our own, I would call it fulfillment, as far as like being in a place of where we're connected to our purpose, you know, just as simple as that. You know, I chose a theme of faith today, and I may have talked about it before, but it seems like you know, in times of crisis, you know, it's like our faith gets tested. And you know, when we talk about faith, it's like something that it isn't always religious in nature, you know, where it's where it doesn't specifically speak to a belief in a supreme being or something like that, but it's a faith in ourself, in our own connection to the universe. And you know, I like to speak in more broader terms like that. You know, for one, I feel that I am more in alignment with that, as far as, you know, with my own belief system. And you know, to be real, it's like it is a belief. You know, you know, to think that we know all of the answers about everything in the universe is a leap. You know, that's something else. You know, we're a process of discovery, of knowing, and sometimes, you know, we just like can know our own little corner of the universe, but to say that we know everything about everything is faulty. Before I get started, I just wanted to mention my website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com. And that has my tarot reading schedule in Los Angeles and also my Om chant CDs. I have some workshops that are going to be coming up in January at New Renaissance in Portland, for sure. And I'm looking to set up a Seattle date as well. New Renaissance is January 20th. So the Seattle date would be around there, and hoping to pin that in soon. Along with looking to go back to Bakersfield to Enchanted Cottage soon, and also doing some fairs, psychic fairs at the Green Man early January. I think it's the Saturday, the 5th of January, which will be a lot of fun because they're like really high energy and it's just like gets really crazy sometimes as far as like how high the energy is when you have, you know, 20 psychics all doing their thing in a small space. And also at Kathmandu Boutique on December 15th, there will be a community gathering where I'll be reading there, and then the two sisters, Rena and Violet, will be cooking and creating a warm environment for, you know, people who want to get some Christmas shopping done there. They'll have some great sales. But they're also cooking authentic Nepalese food and allowing for musicians to be playing in their side alley there. They have it all tented off and real comfy, cozy. And so that will be a really fun day. And that's December 15th. And I believe that's a Saturday. And so anyone in the neighborhood, drop by. And, you know, there's like a donation for the food part of it. But, you know, and the tarot. You know, it's like, don't forget your servers. You know, it's an opportunity to extend yourself to the community, to reach out, to be a part. Join in and hang out with us. So that's again December 15th. All right. So you know, this idea of faith, where do I begin with that? Well, let me start here, you know, because I think that it's important to have context. And you know, I feel that, you know, as a tarot reader, it's like it's a really interesting job, you know, because for one, I don't see it as a job per se, where it's like I define myself as a tarot reader, but it's more of a calling, you know, to be able to sit with people on a one-to-one basis and to go in deep, to be able to talk about personal issues and all in a very kind of short time, but also, you know, like a very deep, you know, it's like you want to make the most of that time and not just, you know, keep it at the grocery store level of conversations, or it's like, hi, how are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. Okay. Well, all is good. Usually all is not good. Usually there's some complex issues that are, you know, begging to be just dug up or put a light on, and so that someone can talk about it and see what their process is, so that they can move forward with a little bit more knowledge of who they are and what the situation is, and again kind of tap into a place of feeling supported. You know, it's like it's really interesting when one can tap into another person. It's like you know, sometimes it's just a universal connection, you know, almost like you're just plugging into an electrical outlet. You know, sometimes the reader, it's not that they are just so special that they can read minds or, you know, see into someone else's experience. Sometimes it's just being able to be open to that conduit and just plug in, and then help someone come into contact with their own awareness that they are plugged in, and, you know, to move in their life with more confidence. You know, and so it's I guess not about like glorifying the reader as someone who is out of the ordinary, because I think it's very ordinary to be in a place of connection. I think it's natural to be in a place of like we'll just use the term like psychic connection. And when one does it on a consistent basis, you know, such as myself or my colleagues, you know, because that is our job or, you know, calling is to do that. It's like, you know, one, you know, comes into, you know, realms of like, you know, their own ability and the, you know, faith for me is just something that, well, especially with the tarot, which is like a seemingly random process. It's where, you know, we sit down and, you know, we use cards to be able to, you know, read people, to tap into a person's energy and explore that energy. And, you know, it does take a degree of faith to sit down and know that the process is valid, that, you know, that it has a rhyme or reason to it too. You know, it's like, you know, if I just sat down with people all day and people were just shrugging their shoulders going, ah, it's not me, or, you know, I don't know, this is like a waste of time, then it would be a much different experience than when, you know, you sit with people and they're able to open up, or you know, the cards are very pointed in talking about their situation, and being able to, you know, offer advice, being able to again deepen their own faith in themselves, in their own path. You know, when it's that experience of the deepening and the opening up, then that does point to, you know, where one can, you know, be more of service in the world, you know, doing this kind of work. And so it does open up one's faith, or it's like the faith becomes solid at that point. It becomes more concrete. It's like, it's validated. You know, it's like if you look at faith as just kind of an inner compass that allows you to, you know, move in a certain direction because of a feeling, or because of an inner knowing, you know, like a soul knowing, then that's you know, like sometimes the total beginning of a journey anyway is where one just has that inner compass pointing in a direction, saying, go this way, go this way, go this way. And then, you know, it's like our heads kick in and say, well, I don't know what's there in that direction. And then, you know, it's like the soul says, it's like, trust that what is just over the horizon there is in sync with, you know, where it is that you need to be. And, you know, it's like we all wrestle with it. And I just wanted to, you know, start off with kind of like looking at what is faith, or how would the tarot like describe it, you know? And it's like I trust the cards as far as like, you know, what comes up, you know, as far as looking at aspects of faith. Pulling a couple of cards, and again, it's kind of a random process there. The Empress comes up as a way for the tarot to speak of faith, and the Empress is like Mother Nature. It's the divine goddess card. It's the nurturer. It's the desire to take that which is inside and move it outwards. You know, it's like the Empress is usually shown as someone who is pregnant, and it's about taking that that energy, that person inside of us, and moving through the doorway, the Hebrew associated, the alphabet, Hebrew alphabet associated with the empress is Daleth, which is the doorway. And bringing it out into the world. And, you know, having that that desire to, you know, do anything in the world, but also, like, you know, to not just hold it in, to move it out. I'm reminded of myself when I was a very young. Well, I was 19, 18 or 19. I was working in a pizza place in Anchorage, Alaska at the time. I was a delivery driver, but I that's not who I was. I was a musician, and I was, I think, talking to one of my colleagues at there at the pizza place about music and all. And I think we were talking about the Beatles, and, you know, in the, even in like the was it the early 80s, early to mid 80s. You know, it's like they were seen as the epitome of success. You know, you had like Elvis and the Beatles, and it's just like, you know, how dare anyone, you know, dream to be more successful or whatever as Elvis or the Beatles. And it's like, I remember having a conversation where it's like, I think this other person was saying, you know, it's like no one will ever be bigger or whatever than the Beatles. And I was like, you know what? It's like, I'm going to give myself the permission to where I don't have to be as big as them, but I want to, you know, strive to not like, well, I don't want to limit myself and say, you know, I'll never be as big as the Beatles. I want to, you know, be open to the creation process. And then however it comes about, you know, it's like, I just don't want to say, oh yeah, I'll do that, or I'll never, you know, cause never. It's like that becomes a way of life. And so it's like, well, why even try? Because I'll never do that. You know, it's like, you know, become your own voice out in the world. Become you know, your take your own path. It's like don't follow, you know, what someone else did so that you can you know, become bigger or better than them. It's like strive to you know, open up the channels, the communique with your own universal path. And I always remember that, and I remember that as a turning point in where you know, I just allowed myself to become whoever. And, you know, at 30 some odd years later, we'll emphasize the some odd extra years. It has served me in that, you know, I explored many, many different types of musical forms, from rock to classic, or classical, to soundtrack, to, you know, ambient stuff, a lot of stuff. But, you know, it's like, it also allowed me the freedom to create the Ohm albums that I have, and that put me in kind of a different realm. That put me in a realm of, you know, being a bestseller and a staple in the meditation markets, and that's, you know, part of my journey. And coincidentally, I was in a catalog once where I was in between Paul McCartney and Sarah McLachlan, where my own name was like, you know, because I'm a McKean. And so it wasn't being as big as the Beatles, but it was, you know, being kind of in a weird, just, you just kind of see where you're in the marketplace. Like, and it's kind of cool. All right, so the Empress card, as far as, you know, looking at faith, seeing what the Tarot has to say about faith. Well, that's interesting. It's like the Seven of Swords comes up. That's the middle card, and you know, I see. Well, the Seven of Swords, the swords, they represent the mind and a mindset and all. And, you know, it's like on the surface understanding of the card is that, you know, something is being taken from you. It's like, watch out, watch out. And, you know, I do see it as a card of like, you know, testing ourselves. It can be, you know, where our faith is, you know, something that's always being tested within ourselves as we, you know, have a certain conviction. If we have that direction that we want to move in, it's like, you know, the spiritual life, the spiritual journey is not the easiest. Anyone who thinks that it's going to be what is that meme on the internet there? It's like shows two cards, and it's like one is like how people imagine the spiritual life is going to be, and it's like, I think it's like the Ten of Cups or the World or something, where it's like all this glory and stuff. But in truth, you know, it's like the more like the Tower card, where when, you know, one stands in a place of, you know, faith within themselves, then boom, they get tested with it. And I feel that, you know, this seven is about how, you know, we are tested, and sometimes we're left in a place of where we readjust our faith, you know, where it's, the things that we're just kind of so rock solid certain about, it's like, okay, maybe it's not quite exactly like that. And it doesn't like break you, but it does like allow for some readjustment and to allow that, to allow that, to, you know, I guess, again, bringing it into like kind of a personal example, it's like you know, like as a musician, it's like you have this unshakable faith of like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, do this concert and it's going to be great, and I'm just going to rock the house and all. And then you go up there and you play your heart out, and, you know, it's like maybe there's a lot of people like it and some don't, you know. It's like you're not connecting with everybody. And so, you know, it can, you know, just make you more aware, can give you a deeper understanding of your role, as far as like, you know, it's like you do your part, but you're not always going to affect everybody in the same way. You know, even with reading Tarot, it's like, you know, some clients, some querents, it's like there's a deep connection. It's like the messages are just so on point. The connection is just really great. And then there are some that there's kind of missed opportunities. You know, there's like it doesn't always go kind of like you have it planned, or you know, in the moment you can kind of miss things. And so it's about, I think, kind of being real about it, and not just having blind faith, basically, which is also a pretty good band. And then lastly, as far as just, you know, what the Tarot kind of has to say about faith. And these are all interesting cards, because if I were looking through the deck, I would like pick, you know, ones that were like more like the High Priestess and, you know, all the good ones, the Hierophant. But this is like the Two of Pentacles. The Two of Pentacles. And, you know, it's basically the person who's juggling those pentacles in a figure eight, a lemniscate pattern. And that's really interesting because it's like, you know, what is it that we're juggling in that infinite, you know, the infinite energy of continuity, of making sure that we're able to, you know, move forward, to continue on, you know, is it, you know, juggling the spiritual with the physical, you know, our inward self with how that's expressed in the outside world, and you know, where that energetic flow, you know, keeps us informed. You know, it's so we're not just living inside of ourself, and we're not just living outside of ourself. So that we're so both are being fed, but both are you know, able to be in a connection that allows for our movement forward and our own continuity to go forward. You know, so I think that's really, really quite interesting because, you know, if you were to ask me, you know, what is faith? I would say, you know, it's very much an inner quality, you know, within us that it's our own inner connection. But what the cards are telling me is that it's a relationship between what's inside of us, but how we express it outside of ourselves too. Like it's a necessary ingredient. Like it doesn't just stay fueled by residing within us, that it has to move on the outside of us. And I would say that, you know, the faith that I have in myself is definitely expressed through the readings, through tarot, through music. And you know, these are qualities that go out into the world. You know, it is communicating with others. It is, you know, bringing, I guess, others into the equation of it, and then like being real about it. Again, that Seven of Swords. It's like, you know, like being real about what's how things are landing, and you know, not fooling yourself about your own, I guess, excellence in the world, your own power. Very interesting. So I wrote another question too, and what is my question? What helps to strengthen? What helps to strengthen faith? You know, I think I answered that kind of through these cards of like again, like it not being just an inner quality where one is just, you know, looking to you know, have faith for faith's sake. You know, where one just has a belief in it, but it doesn't get exercised. When it gets exercised out in the world, then that's what can strengthen it. All right, I'm tempted to take a phone call, and so I'm going to do it. 484, you are on Wizard Talk.
Hi.
How are you?
This is good. I'm doing good. This is Tonette calling. I was wondering, are you taking any personal questions or no?
Well, you know, I was talking about faith, and you've been listening for,
mm-hmm.
for a little bit and all. And I'm curious to know if you had any you know, what your perspective was on it, if you had any other insight into, you know, that question of what it is, and also, you know, how it's you know, what it looks like when it's out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for yourself.
Yeah. What do you mean, like faith?
Faith. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's even sort of like the question I have to ask too today, but it's hard to have faith, but I try to hang in there, and I try to, you know, like when the universe brings someone into my life unexpectedly, I feel like that is the universe at work, and I have faith that it is going to work out. But when there's a snag,
mm-hmm.
that's when I get a little worried and like, okay, why did I go through this? Is this still going to have faith that it's going to get reconciled and we're going to move forward? Or so I am struggling a little bit about having faith sometimes from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like, it's exactly when, mm-hmm. you know, we feel like we're being tested. It is, you
right.
know, because we can,
right.
we can
That's
have
how
the
I...
faith all we want,
mm-hmm.
but when we see it in action out in the world,
right.
And,
right.
and if we feel like we don't have like any control,
yeah.
over, you know, the circumstances, it's like we can,
right.
you know, start to second guess, you know, what that
right.
faith is. And, you know, is there opportunity for it to come into a more, reasonable or more just kind of real, real energy, or
mm-hmm.
you know, we're just able to kind of bring it to earth a little bit, rather than you know, it just being something that we want. Are we able to see any gifts in it, you know, like
mm-hmm.
the universe, like just kind of opening up other layers there, where it's like, oh, okay, no, I'm seeing where, you know, I need to kind of expand my thinking in this area, or,
mm-hmm.
or there's a growth opportunity.
Right. Right, exactly. Because, I mean, I always sit here and say to myself, well, why did that person even come into my life? If this is going to happen and this is what's going to go on, what was the
mm-hmm.
sense of all this, you know? And then, you know, I start thinking, well, maybe, you know, it's for that person to realize this so they can come back and get their life back on track. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I am pulling some cards here. Just to take
mm-hmm.
a look at the energy of, you know, without the specifics, you know.
Right.
But it's like the first card that comes up is the two of, I'm sorry, the four of wands. I
mm-hmm.
say the two because there's two people there that are
right.
in this circle, and it's a card of where, you know, there's appreciation of one another, of gratitude. And yet, you know, it's a card also of recognizing our own ability to connect with others on a deep level, and to give,
mm-hmm.
Gratitude or appreciation, to pat ourselves on our own back for just
mm-hmm.
our progress. And
mm-hmm.
and yet it's not a card of where, you know, one can, you know, just stay in a place of you know, just self congratulating themselves. So it's like a momentary, you know, just place of gratitude. And and you know, what I also see is what the star card comes up, which is a card of allowing hope for someone. Someone else too, you know,
mm-hmm.
of helping them guide themselves, like showing
mm-hmm.
them how to live in a place of where they're moving towards their own hope rather than their fears, because you know, if someone is like insecure about their way forward, they can gravitate towards the fearful and
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, sometimes that can come out as, you know, self-destructive tendencies or
right.
or whatever to you know, just mask and cover up, you know, kind of the real person. And so it's like, you know, sometimes we're called to be with someone else for not the long haul, but a shorter period, so that we can kind of help them all on their way. And to be in a more hopeful place for themselves. And you know, lastly, the Knight of Swords comes up, and for me, that's a card of the like the knights are they're all cards of action. They're cards of that show like a powerful warrior, that energy. Mm-hmm. But it's also one of where one is bound to a higher law. You know, they're bound to being of service, being you know, having a duty, a calling in life. And
okay,
you know, so some people they will kind of come into that that realm as far as and I see that as you, someone who has like a calling, you know, to be of service to others. And
mm-hmm.
And to and some people who we you know, call into our own life, who gravitate towards us, it's like where we're our responsibility to them is not, you know, like the full on you know, a relationship per se that is long lasting or romantic or anything like that. It can be
mm-hmm.
just one where
right.
where we're there to help. Inspire them towards a better version of themselves, so that they're expressing that
right.
in their own life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mhm.
And so we don't look for always the longevity or the lasting
right.
in certain relationships. You know, it's like it's just meant mm-hmm. for that momentary
right.
Catalyst almost of and then it's like we're free to you know, go move on to the next.
Right. Yep, I totally understand.
Yeah, so is that kind of what you were asking about is as far as like that person or
pretty much
have,
so
did you
yeah.
have like a but is there something that, like, is there another layer that, you know, you're trying to figure out, like, mm-hmm. Like another meaning to it, or?
Well, it's kind of complex. I am a medium, so I'm able mm-hmm. to get messages and see people that have passed on. And I had met a female online unexpectedly. She came out of nowhere and we kind of hit it off and we met a couple times and we were talking and mm-hmm. it just so happened to be that she was into women. I'm not really into women, but I was open to it. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of backed off for about a week, a couple months ago, and her daughter, who had died 10 years ago in a car accident. She was driving the car, and she got into an accident, and her mm-hmm. six-year-old had died at the scene, and she feels guilty of it. But her daughter came through into my kitchen when I was sitting at the table and said and spoke, because I'm able to see and hear. She spoke to me, and she's like, I just wanted someone good for my mommy. And so that kind of hit me with like 1,000 bricks. So I reached out, got a hold of this girl again, tried to make things kind of work a little bit. And things were okay for a while. And then a couple days ago, she puts on Facebook that she's in a relationship with a Frank guy. And I messaged her and I said, what are you doing, Michelle? She said, oh, this is just a joke. This is a private joke between me and a friend. And whatever, I said, well, then you need to tell me about it. No, mm-hmm, I can't tell mm-hmm. you everything. I got to keep things private. And I was like, wait a minute. You're 39 years old. I'm 44. We're supposed to be working towards a solid relationship. She was supposed to be moving into my house and everything in the month of December. So I said to her, listen, I don't know what you're doing, but I can't stand for this. I mean, whether it's a joke, it's not a joke. She had pictures on Facebook of them at the bar the next day and this and that. And so I unfriended her, and I have not reached out since Saturday night, and she hasn't reached out either. But a part of me feels like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
What is
mm-hmm.
she doing?
Mm. You know, there's three cards that I pulled while you were talking about that, and it's like the
mm-hmm.
Nine of Pentacles, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Lovers came up, and for me, you know, it's like the Wheel of Fortune that's an interesting card, because that's kind of in the middle there, and you know
uh-huh.
sometimes I see where that middle card is kind of like the key or the force that holds something together. There's the Nine of Pentacles is kind of an independent person, you know, who
uh-huh.
who's feels like they can kind of like make it on their own. And the Lovers, you know, it's like the card of relationships, people, you know, like where, you know, like
right.
you show up to be who you are, they show up to be who they are, and there's no controlling, you know, another person. And especially in romantic relationships or relationships where, you know, you're wanting to be together to build a life and all, it's like, you know, it's like you know, trust is the key to that, so that, you know, everything can hinge on that. But that Wheel of Fortune, there's the way it's depicted in my deck, it's like, I feel that there's some like ghosts from the past that are definitely haunting her from looking to make that to kind of lock it in to make a life that where she is in a place of deeper commitment, because I think there is a lot of hurt and anxiousness, you know, on her side. You know, as I'm saying that, I just pulled like the Nine of Swords, which is that the card of the struggle, and so I think she is definitely you know, going through the, you know, she may not even like realize it herself, but you know, she's just afraid to lock it in, to it's her way of just retaining her own autonomy by you know, so-called like joking around with this friend, this other friend. It's
right.
just like she's just wanting to you know, stay in a place of where, you know, she doesn't have to commit.
Mm-hmm.
So because she's
now,
afraid.
I mean, was this relationship with her and Frank, was this a joke to get back at someone else, or maybe to get back at his ex, or are they together?
They're not together. They're not. I'm not seeing where that they're like a couple. There is a strong bond between them, and in some ways, you know, it's like she trusts that he will be around for the long term for her. I don't know that she trusts that you know, the relationship with you, that you'll be around for the long term with her. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like this camaraderie, you know, between her and this other guy, that kind of is takes them through like the good and the bad, and it's just like a bond that they have, but it's not one that it, you know, kind of leads to anything like you know, like a serious marriage or whatever for them.
Right.
What I'm seeing is just with her, it's like you know, especially in the realm of like you reaching out to her and all.
Right.
It looks like, you know, by reaching out now, I mean, I see like a period of like kind of arguments coming up, like where there's conversations,
yeah,
I'm not going
to reach out to her because I feel like she's the one that's sabotaging this. She's the one that, you know, decided to put on Facebook that she's in a relationship, right? Whether it's fake, whether it's real, whether it's whatever. I find it hard to believe because she's been with two other women, serious, for 7-8 years at a time. So, I mean, I don't really understand where this is coming from, but my whole thing is I step back because I have to respect myself and have dignity and also show her that this is not acceptable behavior. If this is how you want to act, then I don't need to be in the picture.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I see where... you know, but I do see where there is a conversation that will be, you know, coming up, and it can be her reaching out, since you're not reaching for the phone, but I see where, you know, there is like it's like the tower comes up, the you know, some other cards that show, you know, your you know, willingness to stand up for yourself and to really kind of, you know, put your hurt on display, you know, for her. And, you know, I think that's healthy for you. It doesn't, you know, put the relationship back on track. You know, it's like, I think you will kind of go your own way after that. I think that she is not ready to kind of get in a place of where she understands, you know, why she would do something like that and you know, put it on display and hurt you, because again, you know, that's
do you feel like
healthy.
Do you feel like she did this on purpose to hurt me or to get rid of me or to...
What I'm seeing is that it's not on purpose. That she's not like... if anything, she's just kind of fighting, you know, for her own independence, or, you know, like just remaining... you know, I don't see her as being like real conscious of why she's done this, or that it wasn't meant to like hurt you per se, but she's just not aware enough of her own actions. I think she's just like very, very haunted by the past, and she hasn't reconciled it yet. She hasn't figured out exactly, you know, what it is that she wants and how to go about it in a healthy way.
Right, well, apparently she's going to realize that she screwed this situation up by pulling that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe in time. Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't think that this, her and Frank or whatever this baloney relationship is, I don't think it's going to last.
No, and I don't see it as something that is serious like that. It's like it's something that is not in sync with her either, as far as like the full on where they're together and you know, that's like a place where she moves into and they get married or whatever. That's just not, I don't see that at all.
Yeah, because we were talking about getting engaged and stuff like that, and she was talking about, you know, moving in with me in the month of December. I mean, is any of that still going to go on?
I don't see it. I see where, you know, again, with the tower coming up, that's like where it it's been, you know, it's like the energy kind of gets all blown to hell there. And, you know, it's like once you, you know, have this conversation, and I do feel that there is a conversation, but it's very, very heated. And it's like, you know, again, you standing up for yourself, and that's like, you know, not something that she is able to just kind of understand kind of reconcile within herself at this time. And, you know, maybe down the road she'll understand it for herself, but you will have already moved on.
Right. Yeah, I just feel bad that she's acting like this because she's sabotaging a good thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, you know, we can, you know, talk to someone. We can, like, try to help them understand why, but it's like it runs really deep within her as far as, again, with that Wheel of Fortune, like, card. It's like the ghosts that haunt her are, you know, it can take a lifetime to figure some of that stuff out so that, you know, one can have healthy relationships and not just, you know, look to, you know, pull away and depend on themselves. It's like we need other people, you know, you know, when we sabotage our good relationships, then we're
right.
I mean, that's a cry for help. But you
now
know,
why
it's
does
like,
why does she even bother coming back and trying to have a conversation with me? I mean, why don't she just move on with our life and this prank guy or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, that doesn't work out for her. And she's, it's interesting because the Two of Cups comes back into it. You know, it's like the Four of Cups, the Two of Cups. You know, these are cards of disappointment and looking to patch things up with you. And looking to have, you know, your support again, you know, like your love, your support. But it's like, you know, you're standing up for yourself, you know, as far as you're like
mm-hmm.
looking to, you know, it's like you want a successful relationship. You know, you're looking for,
yeah.
You know, you know, that which where you feel supported by your significant other, and you know you're seeing where that support isn't taking place now, and so it's like, again, that bridge of trust has been broken, and she's looking to cross that bridge, which is broken, you know, it's like because it hasn't worked out, you know. It's like her own, you know, disappointment in it, you know, not working out. So I hope that's helpful
right.
to you. I hope that,
yeah.
that's helpful, and I really appreciate you calling, and you know, just I all my best for you, you know, upcoming. And
yes.
And to your work as well as a medium, because I know, you know, it's like when you do this work for others, it's like you put yourself out on the out on a limb, you know, as far
right.
as, you know, your own. But it's, you know, it's like it's part of the job, right? As far as like part of
right.
the calling is to be in that spiritual space and to
right.
You know, it's just harder when it happens to us, you know, as opposed to our querents or clients. You know, so have a beautiful rest of November, and hope your holidays go well. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Many blessings to you.
You too.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for listening to Wizard Talk today. My website Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com. And I'll be here next Thursday, and we'll talk some more. All right. Have a beautiful end of your November, because it's only a few days left. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.